So here Sri Aurobindo, because he has dealt with this problem in the previous chapter, he says that we have found that there is a life on other planes after death and before the subsequent rebirth, a life subsequent on the old and preparatory of the new stage of terrestrial existence. Other planes coexist with ours, are part of one complex system and act constantly upon the physical, which is their own final and lowest term, receive its reactions, admit a secret communication and commerce. Man can become conscious of these planes, can even in certain states project his conscious being into them, partly in life, even when you are in life, presumably therefore with a full completeness after the dissolution of the body. Such a possibility of projection into other worlds or planes of being becomes then sufficiently actual to necessitate practically its own realization, immediately and perhaps invariably following on human life earth, if man is from the beginning endowed with such a power of self-transcendence, eventually if he only arrives at it by gradual progression. If already you have power of entering into that world, then as soon as you go out of this body, it will be very easy for you to enter into it. But if you are not attained to that level of development, then after some, you may come back immediately into this body, but when you have developed that capacity, then when you die, then you can go into that world after the death of the body. For it is possible that at the beginning he would not be sufficiently developed to carry on his life or his mind into a larger life worlds or mind worlds, and would be compelled to accept an immediate transmigration from one earthly body to another as his only present possibility of persistence. Alright? I think we shall stop here today, huh? But I think you have done sufficiently to be able to read now yourself. I think you read it. So next time if you feel we will not go chapter by paragraph by paragraph, if you have time to read, but if you don't have time to read, don't read either. We are prepared to go even paragraph by paragraph. But as you like it. Depends on what you do. Alright. Knowledge, the secret knowledge of the soul and its connection with the earth, its necessity of rebirth, the real concept of immortality and conditions of immortality. Much of the knowledge that is contained here is new knowledge in the sense that in such a systematic form it has never been presented before in the history of thought. There are many ideas which have been presented. There are many ideas which are intermixed with errors and exaggerations. And that is why on the problem of rebirth there has been a lot of confusion, not only here but all over the world. Before we come to the text, already we have read a little bit of it, but before we proceed further, we should ask two or three questions very sharply, so that what comes in the text becomes much more clear. First question is, what is the necessity of rebirth? Third question is, what is the process of rebirth? Now the answer to the first question is, who is reborn? There is a normal, common, popular notion that the man whom we saw dying is really reborn. That is a very common, normal idea. The man who has died or the woman who has died is reborn. Begin to expect in the rebirth the same tendencies with that man who had died or the woman who had died possessed. If that man was heroic, we expect that in the next birth the same heroic man will continue to be heroic. If that man was greedy, then in the next birth also the same personality will continue to be greedy. If that personality had certain attachments with X or Y or Z, then we expect in the next birth also the same will continue. Such are vague, unclear, common, popular notions. These notions are based upon the fact that we don't make distinctions. Between four elements which are in our personality. There is the physical element, the physical body in which we are living. There is the vital element, which consists of desires, impulses, attractions, repulsions, longings. There is a mental, consists of ideas, conceptions, dreams of various kinds, visions of various kinds. And finally, there is a soul in us. And we don't even know the interconnection of all this. As a result of this, our notion of personality that dies and the person that is reborn is also a very vague and very unclear notion. Surely the same physical body is not reborn. That body which is here is burnt and is turned to ashes or is buried, and there it gets disintegrated. But besides this physical body, there is the internal body that does not get immediately disintegrated. This is what is called the subtle body, the subtle physical body. The word subtle body is a larger term which includes subtle physical, vital and mental also. But in the subtle body, there is this subtle physical body also. Now this subtle physical body survives for quite some time. And if the vital and mental are not very much developed in us, if the soul in us is not very much developed in us, then there would be an immediate physical rebirth in another body. It will be almost a continuation of the kind of personality that was there before, because nothing else was developed. This answers to the common idea, the same personality being reborn. But this happens only in the case of very rudimentary human beings. Very, very elementary, very barbaric human beings whose life is centered only on the physical, and other parts of the being are not developed. Now for those who have got vital being quite developed, mind also to some extent developed, and with that soul also slightly developed, in their case after the disintegration of the physical body, also the subtle physical, the vital continues for some time. It was developed already. It does not disappear. But on the physical earth, basically only physical beings can live. That is a speciality of this physical world. If anybody wants to come on the earth and live on the earth, he has got to have a physical body. If one does not have the physical body, then one cannot live long on the physical plane. So there must be another plane where this vital being which was developed in this body, which is still not disintegrated, which is still continuing, passes to a certain plane, and that must be a plane corresponding to its own nature. If it is a vital being, then it goes to the life plane, to the vital plane. There is a vital world, a world which consists of vital beings. Now this is the part of the occult knowledge, that there is, apart from the physical world, there is a vital world,